I think this is the conversation that we're going into. As a feminist circle, we have just really started exploring, you know, what feminism is about, but what feminism should be, you know, for Africans. And I think this feminism for me would be a feminism that respects that there is a need for us to look also at even our background, our traditions, and see the good therein and be able to build on that, rather than just labeling all traditional practices as negative. I think we were having a conversation around Ro'ora, you know. Personally, I feel that it's important for us to just modify the practice, because at the end of the day, if we do away with Ro'ora, for example, we may have trouble. Women may find themselves in huge trouble, where men may feel that women today are worthless. That's why I didn't have to pay for you, you know. But if creating a balance in that case would be for feminists, for example, to be able to exchange gifts. But all along, the argument that has been sustained all along has been from both ends, is that it's a symbol. It symbolizes two families that are coming together. But I think the imbalance comes in then, because a woman is being equated to a head of cows and some cash. Mm.